And we're having a look at the Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们看了一下耶稣在十字架上的事情。
And we're spending a little time looking at the events of the cross because of their importance to us.
我们也花了一些时间来分享了在十字架上所发生的一系列的事，因为那些对我们很重要。
So now we'll read from verse 44, chapter 23, verse 44. We'll read down to verse 49.
那我们要从44节呢，先读到49节。 Shall we read?
Yeah.
那时约有五正，遍地都黑暗了，直到申初。日头变黑了，电子麦子从当中裂了两半。耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”说了这话，气就断了。
百夫长看见所成的事，就荣归荣耀女神，说这真是个异人。聚集观看的众人见了这所成的事，都垂着胸回去了。还有一切与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟着他来的妇女们，都远远的站着看这些事。Now this is it says in verse 44. It was about the sixth hour.
说44节说约有五正的中午。
And a darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour.
然后呢，遍地都黑暗了，直到申初，就是下午三点。
We're going to just take a look at this again. We looked a little bit last week, but we're going to look at it again. And just go over in our minds what this is.
然后我们上次也 稍微提了一点，我们今天再稍微讲一讲。
The sixth hour, this is according to the Jewish reckoning.
就是按照犹太的计时说的是第六个小时，就是五正。
The Jews reckoned the day at sunrise was the beginning of their days, of the working day.
然后他们算一天呢，太阳升起的时候是他们一个工作日的开始。The
Lord Jesus said, "Are there not 12 hours in a day?"
然后耶稣会说，一天不是有12个小时吗？
So they reckoned the start of their counting the hours from 6 o'clock in the morning.
所以他们是从早晨6点开始算他的早一天可工作的这个时间的开始。
Until 6 at night.
到晚上6点结束。
12 hours.
所以12个小时。
The actual Jewish day actually started after sundown, the whole day.
但实际真正的这个犹太人一天算24个小时的一天，他是从一天的太阳下山开始算起的。
So the new day started at about 6 o'clock or sundown and went, that started the new day through the night, all through the next day.
所以他一天的开始是星期是晚上六点，那晚上六点呢，太阳下山，他的一天开始了。然后整个晚上12个小时到第二天早晨6点，他是一天的开始是晚上，然后再是白天工作日的12个小时。
So this is from the sixth it says to the ninth hour, that is from noon, counting 6 hours from 6 o'clock, from what our time is 6 o'clock in the morning. So it'll be from noon until 3 o'clock. That's the time that we are looking at here.
对，这就为什么英文里它叫第六个小时和第九个小时，中文翻成五正和这个申初。第六个小时就是从早晨六点开始数到十二点，这是工作日的第六个小时，我们就是中午十二点。第九个小时就是下午三点。所以英文的原文是怎么来？Now
he was crucified at the third hour, which would be our 9 o'clock. In the morning.
他是第三个小时，也就是我们的早上九点，上的十字架。
So, crucified from 9 until 12, we've been looking at that where he was hanging on the cross in view of the whole world.
所以他在早晨九点到十二点，他被钉在十字架上，是整个全世人都看着的，能看见的，因为有光。
And so he was suffering physically, he was suffering emotionally because people were mocking him and telling him, come down from the cross if you are the Christ, and so on.
他是, 身体上在受难, 然后他的情感上也在受难, 因为很多人在嘲笑他, 说你是基督, 你就自己从上面下来吧。
So the first 3 hours, there was actually a total of 6 hours on the cross.
实际上一共有, 6个小时在十字架上。
From 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
早晨9点到下午3点。
The first 3 hours he suffered under the hand of man.
前3个小时他是受人手的苦害。
The last 3 hours he suffered under the hand of God.
后面三个小时他是在神的审判下面在受难。
You might say that the first 3 hours suffering under man, he was suffering as a martyr for the truth.
所以他前3个小时更像为真理在殉道。
He came as a light into the world.
他是来到世界, 他是光。
And the light exposes darkness.
光, 他把黑暗就照, 就驱散了。
And his life and his words, they exposed man's sin, the darkness that was within man.
所以他的, 生命, 他在地上的一切呢, 就显明了人是有罪的, 是黑暗的。
And because of that, men hated him.
就正因为这个呢, 所以人会很恨他。
Because he exposed their hypocrisy in their religion.
因为他显明了他们的, 人的这个伪善和这个宗教。
He had told them that there was only life in him.
所以他告诉一切听他道的人说, 只有他里面有生命。
And they thought that they had eternal life.
因为那些人认为他们有永生的道。
With their religion and with their all their practices that they did, they thought that they had they were able to please God.
因为那些人认为按照他们的行为，按照他们宗教的仪式，他们能够取悦， 满足神的要求，所以他们有永生。
So he brought them the truth.
但是耶稣带给他们真理。
And they hated him for it.
相反的，那些人却恨他。
That's why he was crucified.
那是他为什么被钉死的原因。
And they mocked him and they whipped him, they physically putting a crown of thorns upon his head, and then they mocked him. They said, if you're the Christ, come down from the cross and save yourself.
所以他们嘲笑他, 他们用, 鞭子抽他, 给他头上戴上荆棘的冠冕, 说, 你要是神的儿子, 你就自己从十字架上下来吧。
They said, he saved others, but he can't save himself.
所以他们说他能救其他人, 却救不了自己。
Of course, why not?
为什么不呢?
If he saved himself, then we could not be saved.
因为他救了自己, 我们就没救了。
Because he was making his soul an offering for sin.
因为他把自己的灵魂作为, 罪的赎罪祭献上。
And so the first 3 hours he suffered as a martyr for the truth.
所以前3个小时他是为了真理来殉道的。
The last 3 hours he suffered as our sin offering.
所以后3个小时他是作为我们罪的赎罪祭来受难的。
And that would be when God, who knows all the sins of the world, past, present, and future, he laid all those sins on his Son.
这就是永生神他把 从过去现在将来一切的罪所需要的公义的审判放在了他的独生子耶稣身上。
He made him a sin offering.
他把他作为一个罪的赎罪祭来献上。
And that's why there was the darkness.
这就是为什么那三个小时是有黑暗的。
The sun refused to shine.
太阳也不发光了。
It was a time of total darkness over the whole land.
这是全地的全部的黑暗。
Because that was when no eye would be able to see the spiritual sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就为什么没有, 任何的人的眼能看见属灵的, 这个耶稣在属灵的受难。
Now 3 hours doesn't seem like a long time if you're having a nice time.
如果你很高兴的过的话，三个小时其实很快的。
But sometimes, even a few minutes can seem like an eternity.
有的时候呢，几分钟就好像永远过不去了一样。
And when the Lord Jesus was suffering for 3 hours, that was a long, long time.
当耶稣受难那三个小时的时候，那是一个特别特别长的时间。
Because he was forsaken by his God. He was forsaken by his God.
因为他被他的神他的父离弃了。
We read that in Matthew. Luke doesn't record that saying, but Mark, let's turn to Mark.
我们先看马可啊，路加就没有讲这个细节。马可
Mark chapter 13, Mark chapter 14.
Mark 14章。
Or Mark chapter
15,
sorry.
Verse 33 and verse 34. 伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴各大，你翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means my God,My God, why have you forsaken me?
就是翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Now notice he calls out twice, does he not? My God, my God.
他喊出来两次哈，说我的神，我的神。
And then he asked the question.
然后他问了问题。
Why have you forsaken me?
为什么离弃我?
Now, notice that the Lord Jesus doesn't say, my father, my father.
我们注意到这里耶稣并没有说我的父我的父。
There's a mystery in the relationship of God the Son with the Father.
所以在这里有一个很神秘的点在耶稣和他的父的关系在这个时候。
And you might ask,Maybe the question is in your mind, how can God forsake God?
所以你常常可能会问这个问题，一个怎么样才可能神去离弃神？怎么可能？
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is very God.
所以耶稣基督他本身就是神。
He is the one who dwelt within the bosom of the Father.
他是抱在父怀里，父神怀里的那一位。
He could say, my father and I are one.
他会说呢，我和我的父原为一。
There is a mystery here, certainly.
所以这里也会有很神秘的一点。
But all we know is that he didn't use the phrase, my father, my father.
那我们所知道的也只仅限于他并没有说我的父，我的父。
He said, my God, my God.
他说我的神，我的神。
Because...When he was born, he was a man. He was a real man.
所以当他出生的时候，他是一个人，他是个完全的人。
He took part of Adam's, he was part of Adam's race.
他是亚当的后裔之一啊。
So he was 100% human.
他不是亚当，他是亚当的族类之一啊，因为他是从那个夏娃生的。
And he's also 100% God.
他也是完完全全的神。
So now, this is the great mystery we're talking about, the mystery of godliness.
这是完完全全的一个奥秘的事，关于神性的奥秘的事。
That God would become a man.
就是神成为道成肉身成为人。
And so being a 100% man,He could then take our place because he was made the same as us.
所以正是因为他成为完全的人呢，他才能站在我们的位置上，然后替我们去接受审判。
We read that as in Adam, Everyone dies because of sin.
因为我们都知道在亚当里的每一个人都死了因为罪的原因。
But he came as the righteous one to take Adam's place.
但是他却站在亚当的位置呢他是一个义的身份站在了亚当的位置接受审判。
So that then he, as the perfect man that had never sinned, he could put himself as the sacrifice and pay for our sin.
正是因为他是一个完全义的他没有任何罪的他才能把自己放在那个祭物的上面为我们去赎这个罪。
And not only could he die for my sins individually, but because he is infinite and God, the God-man, he could die for the sins of the entire world, infinite number of sins.
正是因为他是神他是个无限的神所以他站在我们的位置上的时候他不但能够赎我们现在的也可以赎我们在永恒里我们所有的人在时间里一切的罪。
But the relationship of the Father and the Son was never broken.
但是父和子之间的关系却从没有真的切断过。
But as a man, his relationship to the Godhead was, as it were, he was forsaken by God as man.
但是这个时候呢，他作为一个完全的人，他和神的关系在这一点上就切断了，他作为一个人他被上帝所离弃了。
Now there's a great mystery there.
所以这里是有很大的奥秘。
And the mystery I think is pictured in the fact that God drew a veil across the sun. So the sun, no eye looked upon the Lord Jesus when he was suffering for sin.
所以这个奥秘就像上帝拉了一个帘子哈就是在他这三个小时的时候呢就是没有任何的眼目能够看见圣子在那三个小时的受难。
And we read, if you go back in the book of Psalms, we find the reason why he cried out that orphan's cry.
所以他我们回到诗篇我们就能看一下这个他说我的神离弃我这样的呼喊啊就像个孤儿的呼喊啊是什么原因
?Psalm 22.
22, 诗篇22。899页。
And what I'd like to do is to read the first three verses.
我们读前面的三节。Maybe I read.我的神我的神为什么离弃我为什么远离不救我不听我哀哼的言语我的神呢、啊、我白日呼求你不应允夜间呼求并不助声但你是圣洁的是用以色列的赞美为你宝座的。
Here we have the Lord Jesus on the cross at the end of those 3 hours.
那我们现在耶稣讲这个话的时候他是在那个下午受难的最后三个小时的最后的时间。
We have him crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Then?
然后他喊出来说我的神我的神为什么离弃我
He could cry out, why? Because he had never sinned.
他可以这么喊是因为他从来没有犯过罪。
He'd always pleased the Father.
他总是取悦按照神喜悦的方式行。
He had always done the Father's will.
他总是按照父的意愿来行。
And that was his purpose, and God was pleased with his son.
然后神非常喜悦这个孩子。
Once at the beginning of his ministry when he was baptized, and again at the end of his ministry when he was just about to go to the cross.
无论是他开始这个服事在受洗的时候还是最后他要死的时候要上十字架的时候。
God opened heaven, and on both occasions, he said, This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased.
神都说都开了这个天上的声音说这是我所喜爱的我的爱子你们要听他。
So the Lord Jesus, his question, why have you forsaken me?
所以耶稣会有这个问题为什么你要离弃我
You see, you and I,could never ask that question.
因为我们不会这么问。
We are forsaken, we know, because we sinned.
我们被离弃，我们清楚为什么，因为我们是罪人。
And we know that sin separates us from God.
因为我们知道罪使我们和神有分离。
And we're forsaken from God because of our sin.
因为我们被神离弃呢，是因为我们的罪。
But Jesus had never sinned.
耶稣从来没有犯过罪。
And there was no reason for him to be separated from his Father.
所以也没有任何的原因让他能够和父分开。
And so his question, why have you forsaken me?
所以这里会有问题，为什么？
But there's no answer. There's no answer from heaven.
但是在从天没有回答。
But I think the psalmist gives us a clue as to what the meaning is.
然后我们能够从诗篇的这个作者能够看到一些线索。
He goes on there in verse 1, Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning.
然后一节的后半段说呢，为什么你远离不救我，不听我哀哼的言语？
You can imagine being lost in darkness, separated from God with no hope.
你可以想象，和永生神分离开来，在一个没有完全盼望的境况里面。
All alone in darkness.
在一个人孤单的在黑暗里。
It's a terrible feeling to be lost, isn't it?
被遗弃被丢失啊，是个非常可怕的经历，不是吗？
But it's even worse, when you have no hope of ever being saved.
尤其是你还没有任何的盼望能够得救的情况下。
And that was what the Lord Jesus experienced on the cross of Calvary, there in the darkness.
这就是耶稣在十字架上那后三个小时所经历的。
And then in verse 2 he says, Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, and by night, and I'm not silent.
他说我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。
And the answer I think is given there in verse 3.
答案在第三节我有了。
And it says there, Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One.
他说你是圣洁的。
The Holy One meaning separate from sin.
圣洁就意味着和罪分离。
The one who is righteous in heaven, who cannot look upon sin.
那个在天上公义的那一位，他不能眼目盯着罪。
Because the Lord Jesus, he had drunk the cup that his Father had, or that God had given to him.
因为耶稣基督他真的已经喝了那个杯，付给他那个苦杯。
What was in that cup?
在那个杯里有什么？
All our sin was.
我们所有人的罪都在那杯里。
And the bitterness of sin.
所有罪而来的苦毒都在里面。
You know, and the results of sin, because sin has a rippling effect, even a generational effect.
以及罪所带来的后果，因为罪它是有绵延的后果，即使很多代以后，它依然在那，甚至更强。
Sin not only ruins individual lives, it ruins generations.
它不单单破坏一个人的生命，破坏整个几代人的生命。
It ruins countries.
它破坏整个国家。
And it's the result of much, it results in much suffering.
所以所有的因罪而来的痛苦和苦难。
The Lord Jesus, in going to the cross, he drank that cup. The cup of the curse. And it would be for the cup, that he'd be forsaken of God because he was made sin.
所以耶稣拿起那苦杯，他喝下，这就是一切我们所有的罪都在里面。因罪而来的咒诅，他全都喝下了。
The scripture says that he was made sin for us.
所以圣经说到呢，他替我们成为那罪。
And you remember the picture of Moses lifting up the brass serpent in the wilderness.
你们都记得那个场景，耶稣把那个铜蛇举起来。
And when anyone was bitten by any one of those poisonous serpents, they were going to die.
所有被铜蛇被火蛇咬的那些人呢，他们都快死了。
But if you were bitten by the serpent, all Moses said, all you have to do is look at the serpent on the pole, and you'll be cured instantly.
所有那些被蛇咬的，摩西告诉他们说，你们抬头看那个杖上的铜蛇，那你们就得救了。
Now Moses was told to make this brass serpent, which was an image of the thing that had bitten them.
所以摩西被神告知要做一个铜蛇在杖上，这就是一个形象，是所有那些以色列人咬他们的蛇，这就是罪的形象在那个上面。
And we read in John chapter 3, verse 15, it says, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
所以约翰福音三章就说呢，摩西怎样举蛇，人子也怎样被举起来。
And the brass serpent was the very image of the thing that caused their problem.
所以那个铜蛇就是那个形象，什么形象呢？造成他们一切痛苦那个苦难的那个源头的形象。
So now transfer that image of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
你可以把这个形象呢，把它换成耶稣基督在十字架上，就明白。
Instead of seeing God's righteous Son dying there, instead of seeing a man dying for the truth, a martyr.
所以不是看见一个人在十字架上死了，像一个烈士一样在十字架上死了，不是这么一个形象。
Think of it as sin. He was made sin for us.
恰恰相反，他在那一刻他就是罪，他替我们成为罪，所以他不是一个，那三个小时不是殉道，他就是替我们成为罪，在接受罪的惩罚。
And just as Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness.
这一样就像那个耶稣，哦不，就像摩西把那个铜蛇举起来。
The Son of Man is lifted up.
然后人子耶稣也是这样被举起来。
And you can look to that cross and see him there made sin for you.
你就可以看见那十字架，看见他替你成为罪，就在那个上面接受惩罚。
He says, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him,should never perish, but have everlasting life.
这就是为什么他在讲完这个之后马上说呢，人子也要这样被举起来，就像铜蛇一样，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We have been bitten by something far worse than a serpent's venom.
我们现在的麻烦远比那个被一条蛇咬了的那个麻烦要大。
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价，我们咬我们的是罪啊，控制我们的是罪，罪的工价是死。
But looking at God's salvation, the Lord Jesus made sin for us.
那我们可以看见那十字架的救恩，耶稣基督替我们成为那个罪。
Believing, and you're saved from certain death, and you get eternal life.
我们相信他，那我们就得着，就像那些看铜蛇的人一样，我们得着了救赎，而且我们还要得着永恒的生命。
So the Lord Jesus asking the question, why have you forsaken me?
所以耶稣问了一个问题，为什么要离弃我？
Because he was made sin.
因为他替我们成为罪。
And God is holy and can't look upon sin.
因为神是圣洁的，他不能看着罪。
And so God had to turn away.
上帝要离开。
From his son.
从他的圣子那边离开。
While he was suffering there as our sin offering.
当他的圣子在那里替我们受为我们的罪受难的时候。
And then we read there in verse 45.
然后我们在45节继续往下看。
You
have, 好，路加福音23章45节。路加福音23章45节。
I just wanted to say a couple of things.
这帮我们再讲一点别的。
This thing about the death of Jesus, the 3 hours, we can see what was happening with his physical being, how he was treated, how he was nailed, and how awful it was, that crucifixion. You could see that, and maybe people can feel that too, that were standing around.
所以前面三个小时呢，我们能够看得见他受那个有形的这个肉体的这个受刑的时候，他被钉，然后他受一切的受难，我们这个全都是肉眼能看见的。
But the last 3 hours that Eric was talking about, the sufferings of Christ, and there was darkness over the earth, no man could see that. That was between God and His Son, what took place there.
后面三个小时呢，全地都黑暗了，是因为我们是没有办法看见灵里面，这个时候圣父和圣子他们在审判的时候的一切的事。
Only God knew what the price of all that sin from Adam right to the end of age was, and Christ knew. Nobody else knew that great price that had to be paid.
因为只有圣父和圣子知道，那从亚当开始一直到末后，那所有人的罪的代价是什么样的一个概念？其实只有他们。知道，人是不知道的。
God does not tell us in His Word the extreme price that was paid. We could not bear it. We could not bear to understand what it cost Christ.
所以神只是在圣经里告诉我们，那是一个极端的价值，我们是没有办法去付的。然后，是圣子是付上的是一个什么样的代价，我们是不能想象的。
And what it meant for the Son of God to be made sin.When He was holy and righteous, we have no idea the mystery of this scene that took place so long ago.
所以我们不没有概念哈，就是圣子替我们成为罪，把这一切的代价都付上，在那三个小时，这个替对我们来说，究竟意味着是多大的代价？其实我们是没有概念的。
When we think that when a person dies outside of Christ, eternally he's separated.From God forever and ever.
所以任何一个人当他没有在基督里他死了他在永恒里就跟神永远分开了。
See, if we had to bear our sins, it would be so extreme that we just couldn't do it. It would just be far away from God. But for Christ to bear our sins, the Almighty God, I don't know what it meant. What happened there? What took place? That God could eternally pay for that sin. He's an eternal God. The sin is eternal. And the punishment is eternal. Judgment.
因为罪是永恒的。罪是属灵的，所以是永恒的。所以惩罚也是永恒的。那只有永恒的神，他能替我们付上这个代价。那我们在这外在的看见的这些的他在我们替我们死在十字架上，这一切的事我们都没有办法去理解，在永恒里那个代价究竟有多大。
When he cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" We have no idea of the meaning of those words when he spoke that to his father, and there was silence from heaven. There was no word from his father.
所以我们不太能够完全得到那个感受，就是当他喊出来我的神我的神你为什么离弃我的时候，他的心态就他里面的是什么样一个状态，以及天父没有回应的时候，那边是天父那边是一个什么样的。
Before we read, he used to go up in the high mountain and he would pray to his father. He would teach his disciples about his father, how much he bragged about his father, how loving and kind of a father he was.
因为我们都看见他在山上祷告，他向父的祷告，他讲一切的道，把父的道讲给他的门徒听。他一再的告诉自己，告诉门徒们，父有多爱他们。这一切都表明，其实耶稣跟父的关系，以及耶稣告诉门徒们这个父的这个形象是有多么有爱，是多么深他们之间。
Now on the cross, he addresses him as God, because he took our place.Our judgment. God is judging now our sins on His beloved Son.
所以当他在十字架上他喊的是我的神的时候，他已经站在了我们的角度，因为那个时候就不是父了。站在我们的角度，因为那个时候神是要审判我们的罪，他才说我的神是替我们喊出来的。我的神，那时候神正在审判他。
And all the earth there was to witness. They witnessed what took place 2,000 years ago. The stars in the heavens, the angels, the animals, the creatures, all of creation witnessed what took place 2,000 years ago when the Son of God paid to redeem His creation back to Himself.
所以两千年前呢，所有的天上的天使，地上一切的生物，当时一切的人，其实都见证了，耶稣，替我们全人类的罪，从前到后到末后一切的罪，所付上的这个罪的代价。
You know, sometimes we take it very lightly, of our salvation, and we just carry on as if you know it was just nothing. But to God, it was everything. To His Son, it was everything. Salvation is of the Lord. And we can't find any other salvation. There is no name mentioned under heaven or in heaven by where we must be saved. It's only through the name of Jesus Christ our Savior.
所以很多时候我们不知道救恩的意义和重要的那个程度哈，因为我们常常谈到的时候都是很轻忽的讲了一句而已。但是呢，救恩对神来说就是全部，对圣子来说就是全部。这是最最最最重要的事，所以圣经说呢，没有除了基督以外别无拯救，因为这是普天之下只赐了他的名，这是因为他在十字架上付上的代价，是没有其他方式能够付得上。
You could say that he bought our righteousness, the sin that we had, he took and he gave us his righteousness, and now we are righteous before God because of what he did so long ago.
因为只有这样他才能把他的义给到我们，印着我们的信，因为他付上代价以后，罪公义的审判的要求就满足了，所以他才会成为，才有可能我们借着信得着他的义。
So don't take salvation so lightly. It's a very serious matter. Sin is a very, very serious matter to God.
所以我们不能把这个救恩看得特别的轻哈，因为罪对于神来说是最最重要的一件事情要去解决的，所以相应的这个救恩也是最最重要的一件事情。
We could not pay for our sins. Only the Holy Son of God could pay for our sins. He was qualified and he was able and he wanted to pay for our sins.
因为他是那个圣子，他能够也特别愿意为我们付上这个罪的代价。
That's why the Lord says,It's such a serious matter that we should love the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our being. There shouldn't be any kind of doubt in our hearts that we should half-heartedly love our Lord because of what He did so long ago. There was no way out for us, but He gave us a way out that we can trust in Him for salvation.
这也是为什么圣经告诉我们要尽心尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神，就是因为他所给我们的是我们根本想象不到的那么大的救恩，我们才有可能跟他之间有爱的联系。
You know, he was the one who created light, and here we see him in the darkness, in the darkness.Paying for our sin and for our shame.
所以他是那个创造光的，但是他自己却在那一刻却在为我们在黑暗里面付上罪的代价。
Shame is something that's in the darkness. Nobody wants to put their shame out into the light that people can see it. But it's always in the darkness. And Christ went into the darkness for us that we might becomeChildren of God, and that we might be living in that light that He gives us, the light of His great love.
正是因为他在黑暗里所付的这些代价，我们才有可能进到光里去。因为我们本来的境况是没有任何指望，不可能进到任何光里去。
We go 40, to,
45.
yes, verse,
45, yeah.
verse 45.
我们看路加福音的二十三章的四十五节。
What we'll do is, Luke sometimes, he changes the order around. Matthew and Mark both give us, the correct chronological order of the events. Sometimes Luke,changes the order for his own purposes. And so when we read, well, I'll let you,
就是路加呢有的时候他会把这个马可和马太是按照时间顺序来记一件一件一件事情。路加呢他有时候会把这个时间顺序呢调一下来表达他的一个主题，他想表达的一个意思。
Now notice it says there in verse 45, the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
Verse 45.
Now I'd like to expand on that, that event, but I'd like to put it in its proper order.
我要把这个事件呢要解开来讲啊，但是我想把它放在一个正常的时间顺序里面来讲。
Now, the reason that Luke puts it that way is that it fitted his descriptionOf the God's purposes.
他路加之所以这里时候讲这个事呢，他可以解释神的目的是什么，就是他把这个事情放在这一节经文里，他是解释神的目的，就是裂开幔子的目的是什么。
But both Matthew and Mark give us the exact chronological sequence of events.
但是马太和马可都给了我们准确的这个时间的顺序，哪一件哪一件哪一件一个一个发生下来。
And so,What I'd like to do is turn to a couple of other scriptures to give you the sequence before we talk about this veil of the temple, which is very important.
所以我先想把那个时间顺序一个个跟大家讲了，然后再来讲这45节的意思。45节的意思非常的重要。
Because this, the veil being torn illustrates to us some of the things that Brother Jeet was telling us about.
所以这个幔子裂开以后，他告诉我们一些重要的隐身的就是意义呢，刚才这一章呢已经讲了一些了。
So now let's turn to Matthew for a moment.
我们先看一下马太，看一点点内容。
We read there in verse 45 of Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音的27章的45节。
About the darkness. And then he says here in verse 46,It was about the ninth hour. That is towards the end of the 3 hours.
所以在马太福音27章的45节呢，在46节说约在申初，也是在后面的三个小时最后的尾巴上的时候。
That is the end of the 3 hours of darkness.
那就是最后的黑暗的三个小时的最后的那个一点点时间里。
Now, one thing that we might remark on here is that the Lord Jesus never complained about what man had done to him.
我们要注意到一个细节是耶稣在这里从来没有抱怨任何人对他所行的这个不好的事，他没有抱怨。
There was not one word of defense or one word of complaint.From him when he was suffering on the cross.
从他里面没有任何的辩护，从他里面没有任何的抱怨，一句话都没有。从整个在十字架上的过程。
But when he cried out that cry, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That's the first thing that comes from his lips, and it's addressed to God.
所以在那个结束接近结束的接近结束的时候呢？他说出来的就是我的神我的神为什么离弃我，这是他当时讲的在快到最后时候讲的那句话。
It wasn't a complaint.
跟神说的那句话。
It was a question.
这不是一个抱怨，这是一个问题。
And of course it's a question that each of us must answer.
这也是我们每一个人要回答的问题。
God forsook him for me.
因为上帝遗弃他是因为我们。
He forsook him for you.
他遗弃他是为了你。
Now let's take a look here. It says in verse 47, if we could read down to verse 50, please.
然后我们47节读到50节。
We carry on reading around the table. From verse 47, 48, 49.
Matthew. 马太的27章47节到50节。
Matthew, 27,
yeah.
verse 47.
Yeah.
站在那里的人有的听见就说这个人呼叫以利亚呢。内中有一个人赶快跑去拿海绵蘸满了醋绑在杯子上送给他喝。
其余的人说且等着看以利亚来救他不来。
耶稣又大声喊叫气就断了。
OK.、Yeah.
So there, we won't, there was a sponge, he filled it with wine.We won't go into it, but this was a scripture that had to be fulfilled. He said, I thirst.、Mm. It was a scripture that was fulfilled. You can study that on your own.、Mm. And so Noah, it says in Mark that in order for the scripture to be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. They took the vinegar, they put it on a sponge. When he tasted it, that was the last thing that had to be fulfilled.In the scriptures for him.
所以，人拿了那个海绵蓉蘸了醋给他喝，这是最后一个他要实现的旧约的一个预言，因为在旧约里面讲到，他说我渴了，然后在马可里面讲到，也讲到他说这里面没有讲啊，所以耶稣也说我渴了，然后别人就要拿那个海绵蓉也不给他水喝，蘸的是醋给他喝，那这个是最后一个耶稣在十字架上要实现的这个旧约指着他说的预言。
So he had finished his course on earth. He had suffered for sins. And now there was only one little detail left. And that was to fulfill a prophecy saying that he would be thirsty. And he said, I thirst. And then they gave him the vinegar to drink. And that, now,His work had been completed.
所以在这之后，他所有的地上的工作就做完了。这是最后一个，他要完成这个预言。
And then in verse 50, it says there, and when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice.
所以这里耶稣就大声喊叫说。
There's only one record of what he said there, and that's found in John's Gospel.What did he say? He cried out with a loud voice. Luke mentions the loud voice, Mark and Matthew, but they don't say what that word was.
就是他大声喊叫说的是什么呢?
A huge cry of what it was. What does it say there? Verse 31. 19 verse 31. Verse 30.
对，就路加的啊，不，那个约翰福音的19章的30节，这是他大声喊叫说的那句话。
John chapter 19 verse 30. After he received the drink.
然后他喝了那个醋以后就大声喊叫了。
He said, what did he say?
他说了什么?
It is finished.
就
说成了。
Now,In the Greek, that's one word. In English, we have three words. I don't know in the Chinese, how many words is it?
Two words.、
Yeah.
Two words. In the Greek, it's one word. Finish.
在希腊语里面它只有一个词就是成了。一个词啊我们是两个字。英语是三个字。
Now, for a dying man,To yell out with a loud voice, like someone that has just won a race. You see? He said, finished!
这就像一个，你想他是一个将死的人，这就要死了。然后他最后喊出来，就像你在赛跑里面，然后你成了，你赢了，你最后喊了一嗓子，说成了，胜利的呼喊。
Everything that he'd come to do was now complete.
因为他来要做的一切的事就结束了，在那一刻。
God's righteousness was satisfied.
因为神的义呢就成了在那时候满足了。
He had suffered for the sin of all mankind.
因为他已经为了我们人所有的罪都已经受了难。
And now, he had come to give his life. There was only one thing left to do.
然后他现在已经把他的生命给出来了，只有一件事还要做。
And that was to dismiss his spirit.
那就是把他的灵交给父。
And the scriptures, as they point out, four times it talks about his death.In the scriptures, four of the gospelers all talk about his death.
四个福音书都讲到了耶稣的死。
In John, we were in John right now, it says that he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
然后在约翰的，我们现在看到十九章的三十节说，他便低下头将灵魂交付神了。
The meaning in the Greek means he dismissed his spirit.
然后他在希腊文里面他的意思就是他把他的灵交出去，就是解散了，交了。
The picture here is of a master. He's being served by a servant. And the servant now has finished his service and the master says, you are dismissed.
所以就像一个仆人，他一直在主人边上服侍，然后服侍结束了以后呢，主人就会跟他说呢，解散了，你可以走了。
His life was not taken from him.
所以他的生命啊，不是从他这里被取走的。
He didn't die like us. We take a breath, we take our last breath, and then there's no more.
他不像我们每个人死的时候其实都不情愿的，就是我们呼吸，然后再有个呼吸，然后没有呼吸了就死了。
He dismissed his spirit.
他是把他的生命交出去的，对对，这是个主动的过程，我们是个被动的过程。
He had no more reason to live. He had given his life, and now he has voluntarily ended his life.
因为他没有原因再继续。在这世上待了，因为他把一切的事情都成了，然后他很自主的、情愿的就把他的生命交出去了。
Another place, he said, "I have the authority to lay down my life. I have the authority to take it up again."
所以在福音书的另外一个地方，他讲到，我有权利把我的生命舍了，也有权利把我的生命取回来。
Now, if you go back to, if you will, go back to Luke.And Luke records something that the others don't.
我们再回到路加呢。
It says in verse 46,
路加四十六节说
that he called out with a loud voice, finished. Then it says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
路加的这个二十三章四十六节，耶稣大声喊着说在前面他说了成了，然后说父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
And then he dismisses his spirit to the Father's care.
然后他就把他的灵交在父的手里，他就。
It's no longer my God, my God, is it?
这时候就又回到父了，对不对？不是说我的神，我的神了，对吧
？The obedient son had now committed his spirit into the hands of his father.
所以这个顺服的圣子就把自己的灵交在了父的手里。
Now, if you go to Matthew again, we'll get our sequence of events that took place.
然后我们继续再看马太的那个部分，就看那个顺序，看发生的顺序。
Notice verse 50.
然后五十节。
When Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, that's the word finished. He gave up his spirit. And then the next event was that something happened in the temple.
然后在五十节耶稣大声喊叫气断了之后呢，就下一个事件发生的就是在圣殿发生了一些事情。
It says the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom.
他说忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
I'd like to speak about this. What significance had that to do with the death of Christ?
我想仔细讲一下，就是这件事情对耶稣的死有多大的意义呢？就是幔子裂为两半。
I don't know how familiar you are with what the veil represented and where the veil was in the temple and so on.
我不知道大家有多熟悉这个幔子代表什么，以及这个幔子在圣殿里是一个什么样的位置，是什么样的意思。
Maybe I'll draw a diagram on the board so we get a picture in our mind of this veil, the strange occurrence.
所以我给大家画一个图啊，就是告诉大家这个幔子在圣殿是一个什么样的位置，你们可能就会更清楚知道它是什么意思。
So we have the temple or the tabernacle.
我们现在有圣殿，或者在出埃及的时候叫会幕。
It was surrounded by a courtyard.
它会被外面的这些围子，就是那个围墙给围起来。当中是圣殿或者会幕。
Imagine if you're a bird flying over looking down.
你可以想象你是在空中飞的鸟啊，就是这么看的，往下看。
Okay. So this, if you were to come, this is the east here.
这是东边啊，从东边来，这个圆的是柱子啊，这是东边过去。
This is the gate.You come into the court through the gate. This is a courtyard.
这是院子，外面是院子，这是大门。
And right here at the gate is the altar of burnt offering.
一进大门的正中间呢，就是一个祭坛，就是烧那个。各种祭物的祭坛。
And this is where the animals were sacrificed and burnt on the altar.
就是所有的祭物，那些个牛啊羊，在烧的时候就在这个祭坛上烧。
And here there's a round. This is called the laver or a very large bowl of water.
这是一个洗涤盆，一个特别大的一个池子，祭司要在里面洗的。
And the priests would wash their hands and their feet before going into the temple or the tabernacle.
所以祭司要进那个圣所的时候呢，要在这里洗他的手和脚。
Now the people could come into the courtyard.And there were tables set up where they could eat together in their, when they have their peace offerings and sacrifices. And it was a time of rejoicing and praise to the Lord.
所以普通人呢他可以进到这个院子里来。所以院子的这两边呢都有很多的桌子。那大家因为这个祭物呢不都烧掉的，有些会留下来就大家可以一起吃的。所以那个时刻呢就会非常欢乐，会有些桌子在边上，就普通的百姓都可以在上面吃东西的。
So, but only the priests could come into this place. These are the door, and there were curtains across here.
对，所以只有祭司能进到圣所里去。当中这个方块是圣所，这个门的圣所的门上呢是有些幔子的。
These were pillars.
那个圆的是柱子。
Now, in this holy place, this is called.There was another curtain across here. So this holy place, when the priest came in, on this side here, there was a table of, for bread.
然后这个门进来以后呢，里面一分成前后两块，里外两块。那里外两块当中也有很厚的幔子隔开来了。然后我们先说外面这块，外面这块的北面呢，它有一个摆陈设饼的桌啊，上面都是一些无酵的陈设饼。
Here, there was the candlestick.
那南面呢，它就有一个大的灯台，是七个头的七灯台。
Here was the altar of incense.
这是一个对，这是一个香坛啊，就是在那个幔子的正外面是一个香坛。
Okay, now so let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9. And we'll look at this, what this is, and the significance is very important.
啊，我们看一下希伯来书的九章哈，这个非常重要，因为这个会告诉我们一个很重要的真理在这。
It's important for us to understand this because our eternal salvation is based upon this.
因为这个为我们重要的原因是因为我们永恒的救恩是基于这个真理。
We can see from this that God, when he saves someone, they're saved for all eternity.
对，希伯来书九章，因为他每一个神要救的每一个人都是在永恒里救的，所以这救恩是永恒。
Now I'd like to read one verse at a time, and then I'll make a few comments on that verse. Otherwise, we lose the flow of it. So, can we start and read verse 1 of chapter 9?
我们从九章一节，我们一节一节细细的往下读。Read verse 1, right?
Yeah.
原来前约有礼拜的条例和属世界的圣幕。
So, now he talks about an earthly sanctuary. That is, this was on the earth, isn't it?
所以他现在讲到的是一个属地的地上的礼拜和这个圣幕的样子。所以这是个属地的，对不对？
The tabernacle or the temple, it was on earth.
这是会幕或者说呢圣殿，这是在地上的。
Later on, we'll read that it is just a picture of what is actually in heaven.
所以底下我们就会看见，其实这是一个影像，是天上真实有的那个东西在地上的影像。
Okay, now let's read verse 2.
然后我们看第二节，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和陈设饼。
So in the first room, we read that there was a lampstand, a table, for the consecrated bread. Right? This is called the holy place.
所以这个整个叫圣所。这个里面那个框框叫圣所，然后它里面有灯台，有陈设饼的桌子。
Okay, so we find that there is the bread and the life. Lord Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." Does he not?
耶稣说我是生命的粮，对不对
？That represents his life.
它代表他的生命。
He said, "I am the light of the world."
他说我是世界的光。
He's the one that gives light to the world.
他是给这个世界光的。对。
Okay, now, verse 3.
第三节，第二幔子后又有一层帐幕，叫至圣所。
Behind the second curtain, here's the first curtain.
Yeah.
Here's the second curtain. Behind that.
那这个是第一层的幔子，那个是第二层的幔子。第二层幔子之后是什么呢？
Okay, behind that was what?
是什么 ？Most highly,
the most holy, the most holy place,
至圣所。
This is the most. Okay, now let's go on here. And he mentions there it had the golden altar of incense, first of all. Now, the golden altar of incense, and It was outside the curtain, but it was in all ten, it was actually the place where God was worshipped. And it was actually thought of as being before God in this most holy place, because that's where the it had to be outside the veil. We'll talk about that in a minute. It had to be outside the veil, because the priests every day had to come in and offer the incense twice a day, evening and morning. But if it was in the holy place, they couldn't go in there. We'll find that out in a minute. Why? If you turn now,
所以这个香坛呢，它必须得在外面哈，因为呢，他每天要两次进去，祭司每天两次进去上这个香，然后如果这个香坛在里面呢，祭司没法进去的，大祭司啊没法进去。
You don't know what that is, do you? I don't either. Anyhow, I probably, it should look a little different, but anyway, you'll have to put up with it. Unless, anybody better artist?
That's cherub, right?
That's right. This is the mercy seat. It's called the mercy seat. Now what was in that? You see, drawn from the side, it was just an ordinary wooden box like that. And it had the tables of stone, God, the Ten Commandments inside that,
inside. 就是十诫的那块石板，就是上帝自己用手写下的那个十诫，摩西从山上扛下来的那个石板。
So now those are Moses' Ten Commandments.
摩西的十诫。
And everyone had broken those commandments.
然后每一个人都犯了这个戒。
So what God does, He knows that. So what He does is He puts a lid on here.And that's a lid with a border around it, and it's made of solid gold.
上帝把一个盖子放在上面，然后那个上面整个盖子是用金金做的。
And so,
黄金。
And so, the tables of stone, the law there, is covered over.
然后呢，有十诫的那个律法的盒子呢，就被这个盖子盖住了。
So it's called the mercy. This part here is called the mercy seat.
所以呢，他就又换了一个名字，叫做什么？施恩座，对不对？它本来是一个那个盒子是要惩罚你。
In other words, though the law we could never keep the law.God in mercy has made a way whereby He can dwell among the people.
甚至因为只是底下那个律法我们是做不到的，我们是没办法实际让自己能够达到这个律法的要求，所以上帝在顶上他放了一个宝座，那这个宝座就叫做施恩座。
Now the art is going to get worse here, so prepare yourself.
然后这个我画的可能会更糟糕一点的，有心理准备啊。
Are you all ready?
比较难画。
On either end of the mercy seat. Oh, see, it's gotten worse. Okay. What that represents is two cherubim with wings.
然后这两个代表什么呢？就是两个相向的基路伯，是两个天使的，有翅膀啊。所以它这个从侧面看呢，你只能看，你从顶上看就这样，它有头有翅膀啊，这么伸着张过去，然后对面也有一个张过来，就盖住了。
And so, these cherubims, we read in Scripture that they are in the presence of God, guarding His holiness.
然后基路伯，我们在圣经里看见他是时刻是与神的同在哈，是神身边的天使。
Now we read in Exodus about the Lord saying He would dwell among His people. He said He would dwell above the mercy seat between the cherubims, so that He dwelt in light in between these two cherubims.
所以，出埃及记就讲了，神是在会幕里，他在哪呢？他就在施恩座的上面，在两个基路伯的中间，这就是那个神宝座的位置，是他的发光的位置，就是在这
个。Now stay in Hebrews, we'll go back to Exodus chapter 25, and you'll see, I think it would be best if we actually read that.
Exodus what?
25.
我们希伯来书，等会我们再回去啊，我们再看一下。出埃及记的二十五章，出埃及记的二十五章。
Verse
旧约出埃及记
verse 17
十七节。
Exodus 25:17。Now the New International calls the mercy seat the atonement cover, which is a good translation, a fairly good translation of that.
所以NIV 的版本把它翻成是叫赎，遮蔽罪的宝座哈，其实也是个很好的这个翻译。
And there, I'd like you to read. Now verses 17 to 22.
然后17节我们读到22节哈。我帮大家读一下。要用金经做施恩座，长两肘半，宽一肘半，要用金子锤出两个基路伯来，安在施恩座的两头，这头做一个基路伯，那头做一个基路伯。二基路伯要连接一块，在施恩座的两头，二基路伯要高张翅膀遮掩施恩座，基路伯要脸对脸朝着施恩座，要将施恩座安在柜的上边，又将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里，我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
So there he says, this is the mercy seat or atonement cover, make that.
所以这就是施恩座。
And the two cherubims covering,
然后两个基路伯脸对脸，对吧？就是这个图画出来的。
And their wings overspreading the cover of that.
然后他们的翅膀都是张开。
And then he says, place verse 21, place the cover on top of the ark, and put in the testimony. That is the law. Those are tables of law.
然后他说，要将施恩座安在柜的上边，要将赐你的法版团。法版放在柜里。
And then there verse 22, there above the cover between the two cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony, I will meet with you.
所以二十二节就重要的来了，就是在哪呢？他在哪跟我们相会啊？施恩座上两个基路伯中间，施恩座上两个基路伯中间，他跟我们在一起。
And then he says, I will give you the commands. I will speak with you there.
他在那里跟我们说话。
I will meet with you and I will speak with you.
我在那里跟你相会，我在那里跟你说话。这是上帝说的。
And so God was able to dwell among his people in this ceremonial way.
所以上帝能够在这种有仪式的方式下，在当时有仪式的方式下跟他的民住在一起。
Now what we're going to do is take a big leap ahead.
然后我们要往前跳一个特别大的这个一步。
And the fact is that now instead of God dwelling there in that temple, he dwells right in this temple.
所以我们跳的这一步呢，当时上帝是在这里跟他的民在一起，今天呢，上帝是在我们里面跟我们在一起。
And he dwells in each temple that has received the Lord Jesus Christ.
他住在每一个信靠他、接他进去的人里面。
But I'm getting ahead of myself now. So we want to.
这是我们把先把结论告诉大家。
We want to continue back in Luke again.
好，回到路加啊，咱们继续往下看，就知道那个幔子裂开是什么意思。
Or, sorry, not Luke, that'll be, Hebrews, thank you, yes.
抱歉，是希伯来，我们继续把希伯来的那一段讲完。希伯来书九章。
So, we read there, that there were, behind the second curtain was a room called the Most Holy Place, which had the golden altar of incense, verse 4. And the golden covered ark of the covenant.
对，所以九章的四节说，有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有盛玛纳的金罐和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。
Now this ark, verse again says it contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's staff that budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant.
然后里面有盛玛纳的金罐，还发过芽，并两块约板。
And then he talks about the cherubim of glory overshadowing the atonement cover, but he says we can't discuss these things in detail now.
所以第五节他就说，柜面上有荣耀基路伯的影照着施恩座，但这几件我不能一一细说。
However, I want to talk about the activity of the priests.
然后呢，我们要再讲一下祭司在这些这个摆设里面他们要做什么。
Now, when everything had been arranged like this.
当所有的事情这么预备齐了以后呢
？He says the priests they entered regularly into the outer room.
他说众祭司呢就要经常进头一层的帐幕。
So every day the priests would come in, they would trim the lamps, they would replace with new bread, and they would twice a day they burnt incense. They would take.What they do is they take some coals of fire from the brass brazen altar, and they would bring those coals in, put the coals on this altar, and then put incense before the Lord, and a cloud of incense that would go up before the Lord. But you can see they're outside of this veil, this curtain, and.But actually, it was because the Lord's presence was here. It was before Him. The incense went up before Him, even though there was a veil there.
所以，这个每一天的祭司啊，他要进去干什么呢？把这个灯呢，他烛芯要剪的，然后呢，饼呢要换的，一天两次呢，这边香要给两次香。这个香上给的时候呢，他是从这是个大祭坛，从这里把炭火啊，端过去。就这边取一些炭火啊，然后到这儿，然后两次，然后这个香，因为这当中有个特别厚的幔子哈、啊，然后他们这个香呢，它从这里味道它是就是香是往上走的，它是会过去，所以虽然有个特别厚的幔子，香也是进去，啊，这个大祭司是啊，就祭司每一天要做这些事情在。
Yeah. So the
这些是一次，这个是两次。这个香是一天两次哈，但这都是旧约，都是旧约。我们今天讲的这个都是旧约，为的是告诉我们新约的内容。
So the regular priests, in their normal work, they worked in this holy place. They went in and out here. The ordinary people couldn't go in here, just the priests.
所以祭司就是亚伦的后裔，这是他们做的事情啊，每天进去，普通人只能在外面。 我们刚才讲到了，就是普通人百姓不能进这个地方。
But into the most holy place, those priests never went.
但是有一个地方祭司也不能进哈，除了大祭司，就是这个地方，普通的祭司也不能进。
But it says, only verse 7, only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year.
所以九章，希伯来书九章的第七节说呢，至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去。
And never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people.
没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。就是、一定是带着血。
So once a year on the Day of Atonement,
每年一次呢，在赎罪日那一天
，there was only one high priest,
只有一个大祭司
，and he would remove his garments of all the colorful garments of glory and beauty.
然后他会把他一切这个荣美的那个这个服饰啊，通通脱下来。
And he put on very simple linen garments, no embroideries, no beautification.
然后他会穿上的特别简单的细麻衣。
Because he was going in for not only the sins of the people, but his own sins as well.
所以因为他要进去，不但为他的民的罪，也为他自己的罪，要进这个施恩座前。
And once a year, he would go in and part the curtain.And go into the most holy place. He would sprinkle blood around that mercy seat 7 times.
然后呢，一年一次，在赎罪日那天呢，他会把这个幔子打开，进去，在施恩座前，是基路伯边上，他要弹用血哈、弹7次。
To make atonement for the sins of the whole nation.
为了所有全民的。这个罪来献上祭赎罪。
Now the writer of the Hebrews gives us a reason why.
然后希伯来书给了我们原因是为什么哈。
And that is in verse 8.
这就是第八节说。
The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still standing.
他说圣灵用此指明。头一层帐幕仍存的时候呢，进入至圣所的路还未显明。
And then in verse 9, he says, it's an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshipper because it was only a matter of food and drink and ceremonial washings. External regulations applying until the time of the new order.
那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物，就是良心说都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。这些事连那饮食和祝班洗涤的规矩，就那些律法，都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到正心，就是到耶稣基督的时候为止。
So it said that the way into God's presence was only allowed on ceremonial occasions. It wasn't opened up.
所以这个它是一个仪式的表征，它并不是能够告诉我们，它并不能够敞开来给我们能够去接触它。
And so after our break, we're going to talk about how that way is opened up. We read about the veil. When Jesus died, this veil was torn from the top to the bottom.
所以我们一个短暂休息之后呢，我们会回来告诉大家为什么这一切今天变了。因为在耶稣死的时候，死完一件第一件发生的事情是这个幔子从上到下被裂开了，被撕裂了啊。
It was symbolic that now there was a new way into God's presence.
所以现在就有一个新的方法来到这个面前。
And we'll go into detail after the break.
我们
And, I just want to mention one thing.
That
high priest that was going to go into the Holy of Holies, they would tie a rope around his ankle before he went in there. His heart had to be right with the Lord to be in the presence of the Lord. Otherwise he would die inside there and they would have to pull him out.
所以那个这个大祭司呢，他每次进去的时候，他的心要对啊，要对这个献祭的时候啊，就是有一种说法说他要他脚上会绑根绳啊，这个啊，然后这个人如果他自己对心不对的话，就祭司被拽出来了，拖出来了，对，就死在里面拖出来了。好，我们一起来祷告一下。Maybe we have to pray. 一起来祷告。哈利路亚，亲爱的父王，谢谢您啊，赐给我们金子般的真理，让我们看见啊，您在十字架上献上的是何等的宝贵啊，我们所得到的又是何等的宝贵。让我们看见我们真的有福啊，能够来到，能敞着脸来到父的面前，我要得他的连续，得他的恩惠，得他一切的丰盛。父啊，谢谢您，也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食啊，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。